setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. We're talking about your purpose in your work because you were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed, you're tremendously valuable, and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. So, simply put, we're about income and impact on this show because you can and should have both. You should have the income you desire and the impact that you desire in your work. There is a path to that. Seven stages on that clear path. And that's what we base everything we teach, everything we coach, how we counsel on this show. So welcome aboard, 844-747-2577 for more information on the show if it's new to you, because this is a different kind of talk radio. Whether you're listening via podcast, SiriusXM, or your talk radio station, KenColeman.com, tons of free resources. But this is a show where I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader all in one phone call. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's start off with what I believe is the simplest way for you to determine whether or not you will love work. The work, the job, the career path. And it is asking yourself, can I see my why in this work? Can I see my why in this work? I mean, at the end of the day, there are job descriptions you look at. There are job interviews you go through. There are reviews on companies and what people say about them on social media. There are the potential pathways. What does it look like if I go this direction or versus that direction, moving up the ladder? How much could I make? How long will it take? There are so many things that we naturally consider and should consider as we make professional choices. But the way to simplify it all is to simply ask yourself, do I see my why in this work? It's the ultimate clarifying question. If you don't, guess what? It's time for you to move on if you're in a place where you don't see that why anymore. If it is moving to something else and we're trying to decide, is this a right move? Notice I didn't say the right move. I said a right move. Is this a right move? Can you see your why in the work? The actual job? Day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. Can you? So for those of you who are new to the show, how do we figure out the why? Very simple. It's what I teach. It's the fundamental teaching of the first of our seven stages that I mentioned, which is the clear path. Get clear is stage one. Some of you haven't ever been clear. You just kind of fell into a career. I get that. No shame in your game. But I'm telling you, if you're trying to make decisions, you have to retreat to clarity. And here's how we get clear about professional purpose. First, we look at talent. We start with talent because talent is the tool or your tools. Talent, your skills, that's what I refer to as talent. Hard skills, soft skills. Those are your tools that you use to do the work. Next, we look at, well, it's not just work, work that I love. Oh, I love planning. I love researching. I love finishing. Okay, we determine the work you love. That's passion. And then finally, what are the results of your work that you most want to produce? I love the work, but what's my motivation, my missional driver? That's why we call it mission. I'm on a mission to produce achievement, results. I'm on a mission to produce creation, to create. I'm on a mission to produce efficiency, to make things run well and efficiently and excellently. I'm on a mission to produce influence, to change people's lives for the better. I'm on a mission to serve others, to protect them, to assist them, to guide them. I'm on a mission to provide solutions, to solve problems. Those are the six missional drivers: achievement, creation, efficiency, influence, service, and solution. So when we can get clear on talent, what I do best, passion, the work I love to do, and mission, the results I want to create, guess what? Now we're looking at any opportunity professionally, and we are saying, does this reveal, or does it allow me to accomplish my why at work? Does the work allow me to accomplish my why? End of story. And when we grab that, now making decisions becomes a lot easier. Now, let me give you a little delineation on this, because this is important. You can do the research, you can look in it and go, boom, this is absolutely in my sweet spot. That's kind of this soft, easy analogy that everybody gets. When I use my talent to perform my passion, to accomplish my mission, I'm in my sweet spot. Got it. However, you could step into a situation like that and be in a really crappy leadership culture and not be happy. So it's not enough just to go, okay, do I see my why in this work? Yes. But then is it a really good and healthy culture? Because you can step into a situation and absolutely in the work itself be in your sweet spot. But if it's a crappy, awful culture with horrible leadership, or just immature leadership, or inexperienced leadership, and it's just not good, and they're allowing bad cultural behavior to exist and persist, then you can get confused because you don't want to be there because of the cultural problems. And that makes total sense, but it is confusing. I don't want to be here. Turns into, I don't want to do this kind of work. What do I do? And so again, that's why we got to retreat to clarity. Because if we retreat to clarity and go, oh, I do love this work, I just don't like this place. This place is unhealthy. It's awful. And we have a leadership problem. And as long as people exist on the planet, we will have leadership problems. So be careful not to confuse cultural problems with your work frustration. And don't confuse it to be, oh, I've lost my passion. This work isn't missional to me anymore. It may not be true. It could be the fact that you're in a horrible place. And the way I define this is, I've got a wonderful little quiz called Should I Quit My Job Quiz. It's free. I'd take it at kencolman.com. I really would. Because one of the reports that you get, four possibilities it spits out. One of them is, I'm doing the right thing in the wrong place. Oh, okay, great. Oh, I don't need to change careers. I need to change locations. Very, very important distinction, as you can see. Talk about saving you a lot of time and money and angst and all kinds of things when it's like, oh, I'm just in a really crappy culture. We humans are relational. If it's a crappy culture, we're not going to want to stay there for very long. And if we do, we become miserable and complacent. Don't move. Your calls are coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Job search, as you know, out there looking all the time, for those of you that are getting after it, you're thinking, hey, is this still a good time to move? The answer is yes. The job market is hot, hot, hot. But the job search can be filled with long, lonely hours on the computer and countless attempts to get noticed, and you didn't hear anything back. Ugh, it's like a steady diet of discouragement. ZipRecruiter gets it. No one wants to feel alone in their job search. That's why ZipRecruiter's artificial intelligence does so much work for you. They're going to save you time by sending you jobs that you can apply to with one click. And they pitch you to potential employers, so stand out from the competition. By the way, ZipRecruiter is absolutely free. That's why I endorse them. It doesn't cost you anything. Companies pay them for the talent. That's you. Job seekers, you need to feel the love by going and signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com. Once again, that is ZipRecruiter.com. We'll be right back. helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited that you've joined us. This is a different kind of talk radio. We're not talking politics. We're talking purpose, because you were created to contribute. And if you look at work as a four-letter word and it's something that you just have to do to pay the bills, you've missed out on an entire piece of who you are. You were created to contribute. You were given talent. You were given passion. And you were given a sense of mission. And when those three elements are in alignment, you use what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. Folks, you want to figure out your purpose? I just gave it to you. That's the 50,000-foot view. You got to fill in the blanks. You can take the Get Clear Career Assessment at KenColeman.com. It'll fill out the purpose statement for you. But you're on purpose when you use what you do best to do work you love to produce results that matter. You want to talk about income and impact, money and meaning? Come on. It's right here for you, folks. You think about how much time you spend at work in your life. And if you're not doing something that matters deeply to you, you aren't making a contribution that's worthwhile to you, you're going to get to the end of your journey and you're going to be full of regret. And there's no reason for it. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's get to the phones. Houston, Texas. Ryan is there. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
That's
right. It's Ken. There you go. I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
Doing good. I've actually been in the fire and EMS industry for 10 years. And in doing so, I've actually gotten extremely burnt out. And I actually turned in my resignation letter today, serving my last 2 weeks to be able to officially transition into a supply chain and logistics role, in which I've received from a Fortune 500 company.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. My wife and I are debt-free. We were married and we have a house. I'm just extremely, extremely nervous. The position is a very good opportunity to launch me and to propel me into my new and dream job. But the nerves are in me are just going absolutely crazy.
Yeah. And is that largely because you've never done this kind of work before and you've only kind of done one thing for a very long time? Is that the driver of this?
Yeah, and I think that that is the main thing. I think the other thing is just the fear of failure.
Yeah.
I don't want to let my wife down. I don't want to, have to search for another job or anything.
And I get it.
I'm in a very, very secure position where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. And just so going to somewhere else where I'm not used to, and this is actually what I don't have my bachelor's degree yet, but I'm getting my bachelor's degree in supply chain management. So starting off there.
Okay, let's press pause. Thank you for sharing that. You're vulnerable with me, and I appreciate that. Let's just play this out. Let's just take your fear of failure, that you're going to go into this job and you're going to fail so miserably that they're going to fire you. Let's put that on the witness stand. You ever seen one of those good courtroom dramas?
Yeah.
All right. We're putting fear on the witness stand. Okay. We're just going to see if this fear is telling you the truth or if this fear is lying to you. Sometimes fear is telling us the truth and it protects us. Ken, don't put your face in the fire, because if you do, you will melt your face off. That's scary. Fear's telling me the truth there. Let's just see. What has to be true? Give me three things, four things, I don't care. Quickly, top of mind. What has to be true for you to fail in this new job? Go.
I don't try hard. I don't show up. And I give little effort.
Okay. What are the chances that that actually happens?
Zero.
Okay. It's not going to happen. I'm a dad of three. At least two of them, when they were younger, called out my name one night, and there was a sound in the room, and there was somebody in the room, or there was a monster, or there was something in the closet or under the bed. They were terrified. Terrified. Daddy! Oh, there's something to Daddy, come here. So I go in there. You know and I know there was nobody or nothing in that room. But we had to check it out. And that's what we just did. We know that there's no monster under the bed. We know that you are going to go in and give great effort. We know that you're going to show up day in and day out and put your best foot forward to learn, to grow from your mistakes, to get better at this, to dive in. You're super excited about it. We also know, Ryan, that they just hired you. They think you're qualified. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
So I don't care about the degree you're getting. Great if you want to get it. But they already hired you. So if you want to get that because it's going to qualify you for future promotions, go after it. But the reality is you must ask yourself every time fear just kind of crawls up on your shoulder, because he does it to me too, by the way. And he says, Ken, what if your book doesn't do well? Ken, what if the assessment doesn't help people? I mean, dude, I could go on and on and on. And then we've got to look at it and go, okay, fear, this isn't true. You're lying to me. Shut up. You know, that cartoon style. Shut up. You know, you got to get mad at this thing and go, what is wrong with it? You almost have to grab yourself and go, snap out of it, Ryan. You're not going to fail. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. So when those nerves pop up, that's it. You come up with what you want to say to yourself, but you remember this phone call, and I'm really glad you called, by the way. Because I'm all we did was walk through your greatest fear, and we went, oh, that's not going to happen. The chances of that happening are zero, you said. So then we have nothing to be afraid of. Ryan, congratulations. You just got a great job in supply chain management or a Fortune 500 company. Joe, can we cheer for Ryan a little bit so Ryan stops worrying? Yeah, I'm doing the happy dance for you, Ryan, right here. It's really ugly, by the way, because I'm a dad and I have no rhythm. But this is what we need to be doing. We need to be celebrating, not worrying. Celebrate. Somebody saw something in me. Like, these people aren't idiots. They interviewed Ryan and they said, I think Ryan is qualified. They interviewed Ryan and they said, I think Ryan's got the talent to do this. I think Ryan's a good choice. And Ryan, by the way, is all of us. We long for opportunity. We long for something. Stay with me, folks. You got to catch this. Don't miss what I'm about to tell you. We long for something so much. We put it up and we look at it and we desire it, and then we begin to go after it and we make progress and we get to the point like Ryan has gotten to. It's right there. It's been given to him. The opportunity has been extended. And we reach out. Stay with me, because this is all mental and emotional. We all deal with it. We reach out to take it, and before we take it, we go, oh, am I going to drop it? Oh, gosh. It's so valuable, because remember, we have longed for this. Think about it. There's so much value in this analogy right here. This is the equivalent of someone handing you a beautiful crystal something. And it's, oh gosh, we're careful with something that's very valuable, aren't we? You ever held an antique that's super valuable? What do? It's like, oh gosh. First time you hold a baby. I remember the first time somebody handed me a baby, I was like, and that's what happens. The precious nature of it, of the crystal or the baby, it's precious. It's valuable. It means so much. So what do? Oh, gosh. Wait a second. You longed for this. You prepared for it. You got it. Grab it. Grab it by the horns. You ever seen these rodeo cowboys? It's fantastic. I love when they rope these steers, right? And they hop down and they grab that thing and twist the net. I mean, they're wrestling that sucker down. That's what we do with opportunity. Get off your horse. Get in the dirt. Grab it. Wrestle it down. Let's go. Don't be scared. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you go from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, and I'm Ken. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Different kind of talk radio here. We don't look to D.C. for any answers, or quite frankly, your Capitol building in your state or your country. Big hello to people that are listening around the globe via the podcast of the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, for those of you in this fabulous country of America that are thinking about cybersecurity or any tech job, and you're going, I'm 50, I'm 40, I'm 30, I don't have a degree in technology, Ken, I don't have the time, I don't have the money. Turns out you don't need much time or much money at all, thanks to my friends at Bethel Tech. BethelTech.net/KenColeman is the website. Here's why I am fired up about Bethel Tech. They've already helped a bunch of our listeners. By the way, I want to get a list, Amanda, of people that have signed up with Bethel Tech and how that's going. Here's what they do. They got a 9-month online program. 9 months. That's the max. And it's less than $15,000. And if you actually go to BethelTech.net/KenColeman, you can get somewhere between $1,500 to $2,500 off, especially if you're willing to cash flow your way through it. Here's the deal. 9-month program online. They train you even if you have zero technical experience. Zero. I mean, you think, I can barely turn a computer on. You're qualified. They teach you for really good paying tech jobs. More importantly, they help place you. They are not just a training program. They are a placement program. They have upwards high 70% placement success. And you're talking about starting the jobs in the $75,000 to $100,000 a year, definitely six-figure job advancement. And here's the deal. Cybersecurity, they're bringing a new program on there. Tech is hot in every industry. So call them up. Tell them Ken Coleman sent you. Talk to them. If it's not a good fit for you, that's on them. That's on you. You decide. But I'm telling you, they're crushing it. BethelTech.net/KenColeman. Okay, let's go to Riverside, California, where Jesse is on the line. Jesse, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Jesse, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Living the dream, too.
Hopefully. There we go. What's up?
Hey, so I want to talk to you and pretty much ask for your guidance. I recently got promoted. I also have read your book, so I think I'm in proximity to in the direction where I want to head.
Good.
In the past, I've done a lot of procurement positions. And currently, when I got hired in this company, I went into, which they do manufacturing, I went into the production department as there was no procurement or any supply chain stuff, positions available at the time. And I decided to just get my foot inside the door. I've been here 2 years. I got an offer of going into supervisory level here.
Great.
I have expressed my passion that I like to do one day go into a supply chain, become some sort of a supply chain manager, mm-hmm. Maybe pursue a bachelor degree or something. Mm-hmm. They are aware of it. They did tell me that it could be a possibility. But now I'm in this position like the other caller, right position, wrong place, or right position, can I say? I'm in a pickle here. This position comes one-on-one meetings, and this is something very, very new to me. I'm supposed to report every month to my superior and have a one-on-one meeting, and I'm really confused and have no direction of what these one-on-one meetings are going to be about, or what am I supposed to bring on these one-on-one meetings.
Okay, all right, so let's pause.
What is the purpose?
Okay, great. All right, so let's pause. I don't think you're in a pickle. I know it feels like you're in a pickle, but you're not in a pickle.
Okay.
I think you're worrying about something you don't need to worry about. But let me make sure that I'm right about this. Okay. Backing this thing up, this is the job that you want. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, forget your anxiety right now. That's your brain. Turn your brain off for a second. Let your heart talk. This is a supervisor role, and it's something you want to do. You're excited about that part of it. Yes or no?
Yes, I am.
But you've not been in many of these roles where you've had to do one-on-one meetings on a regular basis with your leader, and all of a sudden you're feeling all this massive pressure that you're going to have to bring a trapper keeper notebook full of stuff, and I think you're freaking out. Am I about right?
You are totally right. I'm so don't know where to start.
Wait a second. I
don't want to bring the wrong thing into the meeting.
I know, but hold on a second. Have they said to you, at any point, we're expecting a trapper keeper of all kinds of things, and you must also figure out what we're looking for? It's a giant mystery. Hope you make it, Jesse. If not, we're going to fire your butt. Has that happened?
No, not at all.
All right, then. So here's the deal. Have they offered the position to you or not?
Yes.
Have you accepted or not?
Yes, I already did accept it. I'm in.
All right, then.
My first month in.
So you're already a month in?
Yes, 1 month in.
Oh, I don't know how I missed that. Did you tell me that?
I probably missed it.
Okay. All right, so you're a month in. Okay, sometimes I miss these details because I'm thinking while I'm listening here. You're a month in. Have you had your first one-on-one?
This is going to be my first one a month. It's going to be next week.
Oh, that's what's going on. This is the first one and you're freaking out.
Yes.
Well, has there been any conversation where the leader has said to you, be prepared for this, this, and this?
There's only been conversations of what's currently going on in the department.
Okay, then. So stop worrying about it.
Any bottlenecks that have been happening in the department.
All right. So stop worrying about it. He hasn't or she hasn't told you that you have to have this notebook full of stuff. So that would imply that you don't. And it's probably just a good quality communication check-in. So the only thing you need to be prepared for is giving them a temperature check of what's going on in your team. Do you know what's going on with your team right now, Jesse?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, let me give you some homework that I think will help ease your pain. You got something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's what I want you to be prepared to answer. You don't have to present this, but if you want to, it'll make you look really impressive too. But more importantly, Jesse, I think this will lower your anxiety level. You need to know for yourself the answer to these four questions. You ready?
Yes, I am.
What is right about my team and our goals? What's right? What is wrong? Is the second question.
Okay.
What's missing? Is the third question. And what is confused? The fourth question. Do you understand what I'm doing right there?
I kind of have an idea.
Okay, what I'm doing is I want you to answer those questions for yourself about your team. So what are you guys doing right? Another way of saying that is, what's working well? Okay? What is wrong is another way of saying, what's not working well? Okay. What is missing is, what do we need? We don't have this resource right now, or we're not getting this result right now. What is missing? And then what is confused? We're not sure what to do here. I'm not sure what they want to get you about. Does that make sense now?
Yes, it does.
My man, if you are asking yourself those questions daily and weekly, and you have a firm grasp of what's going on with your team and your goals and your measurables, then when you go into meeting with your leader, you're never going to look unprepared, are you?
True. Very true.
You know why you're not going to look unprepared? Because you are prepared. Now, if the leader starts to say, I want this kind of report, I want the TPS reports on my desk every time, then you give him the TPS reports, but you're freaking out over nothing right now. Just go in and be knowledgeable and give him some good news.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Jesse, I'm proud of you, man.
Appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're a rock star, dude. Be prepared. And being prepared is just about knowing, having your finger on the pulse. Let me give you one other quick thing since you're writing. Okay, I got 10 seconds and I got to get out of here. Two questions I want you to ask every one of your team members on a regular basis, every week. How are you doing? That's a personal question. How are they doing in their life? And number two, how can I help you win in your role? You do that, Jesse, you're going to be an awesome leader. Hey, my time is almost up, but remember, you matter, and remember, you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Money should be fun, not stressful. I'm Rachel Cruz, and I'll show you practical tips on how to save money in your everyday life and get out of debt even faster on The Rachel Cruz Show. I'll show you that you can take control of your money and create a life you love. Listen to The Rachel Cruz Show wherever you listen to podcasts.